曾经用一颗假芯片骗走国家10亿科研经费的陈进。
Changing, who once used a fake chip to defraud the country of 110 million in scientific research funding.
后来怎么样了？
What happened later?
他曾是留学归国的芯片。
He was a returning student who studied abroad.
天才。
Genius.
仅凭16个月就造出了遥遥领先的超级芯片。
With just 16 months, they created a leading superchip.
就在无数人纷纷感叹
While countless people were sighing,
中国速度的时候
When China is in a hurry,
有人突然爆料
Someone suddenly revealed,
原来他只是把国外芯片的 logo 磨掉
He only removed the logos of foreign chips,
换上中文的而已
Just change it to Chinese.
因此
Based on this,
他骗取了国家11亿的科研经费。
He defrauded the country of 110 million in scientific research funding.
还让中国的芯片发展至少停滞了10年。故事的主角叫陈进。
Let the story's protagonist, Chen Jing, at least stop China's chip development for at least 10 years.
他在1968年出生于福建。
He was born in Fujian in 1968. 1991. After graduating from Tongji University,
这位老哥直接飞到大洋彼岸深造。
This guy directly flew across the ocean to study abroad.
一路拿下了美国德州大学的计算机工程博士学位。
He obtained a Ph.D. in computer engineering from the University of Texas at Austin.
毕业后
After graduation,
他还混进了当时芯片界的绝对扛把子摩托罗拉公司。
He also infiltrated the absolute top company in the chip industry, Motorola.
到了2001年
In 2001,
带着一身海归精英的光环
With the halo of a high-achieving overseas graduate,
陈进霸气回国。
Chen Jin returns with a bang,
直奔上海交通大学。
Go straight to Shanghai Jiaotong University.
当时国家刚刚发布了扶持集成电路产业的重要文件。
At that time, the country had just released an important document to support the integrated circuit industry.
全国上下都卯足了劲。
The whole country is putting in a lot of effort.
砸锅卖铁也要搞出属于我们中国人自己的芯片。
We must make our own chips, even if it means selling everything else.
在这个节骨眼上
At this critical juncture,
陈进递上了一份闪瞎眼的简历。
Chen Jin handed over a resume that was blindingly bright.
他自称是摩托罗拉的高级主任。
He claimed to be a senior director at Motorola.
工程师以及芯片设计经理。交大一看
，Engineer and chip design manager, Tsinghua University.
这不就是咱们苦苦寻找的紫微星吗？
Is this not the purple star we have been looking for?
直接绿灯全开。
Go straight ahead.
微电子学院院长。
Dean of the College of Microelectronics.
长江学者特聘教授。
Yangtze Scholar Special Degree.
受汉芯项目总设计师各种头衔不要钱似的往。
The overall designer of the hand chip project seems to be getting money for free.
他头上砸，外加千万级别的启动资金，立马到账。
If you were to be hit on the head and also receive a million level starting capital,
可谁能想到呢
？Who would have thought?
沉浸在摩托罗拉确实干过
，immersed in Motorola,
但他根本不是搞芯片研发的
，but he is not involved in chip research at all,
而是个敲边鼓的芯片测试工程。
It's just a peripheral chip testing project.
这就好比你天天在汽车 4S 店里给人洗车做质检。
This is like working in a car wash and quality control shop every day.
回国后摇身一变。
After returning to China, he transformed into a new person.
非说自己能独立造出保时捷。
Not saying that I can independently build a Porsche.
这么精彩的视频。
So amazing video.
真想在开车的时候。
I really want to.
停，我那台2021款宝马5系放瓜子卖了，卖了24万。
Listen to my 2021 BMW 5 Series selling watermelon selling 240,000.
瓜子
Peanuts.
比车商给的价高了 10%.
Higher than the price offered by the car dealer by 10%.
为啥卖这么高？
Why are you selling at such a high price?
因为我瓜子卖给了个人。
Because I sold the melon seeds to an individual.
没有中间商低价收加价。
No middleman, low price, and high profit.
买家也省了不少钱。
This also saved the buyer a lot of money.
你们如果要卖车。
If you want to sell a car.
我推荐瓜子卖给个人价更高。
I recommend selling melon seeds to individuals at a higher price.
赶紧下载瓜子 APP 预约估价吧。
Go ahead and book an estimate on the Guarzi app.
由于当时国内极度缺乏懂得底细的顶尖人才。
Due to the extreme lack of top-notch talent with the necessary skills at the time.
用人单位根本没办法核实。
The employer has no way to verify.
这就让骗子钻了空子。
This allows scammers to exploit the situation.
拿着巨额研发资金。
With a huge amount of research and development funding.
陈进拉着几个在校的硕士和博士，草台班子就算支起来了。
Chen had assembled a group of masters and doctoral students from the university, and they were ready to go.
当时摩托罗拉研发同级别的芯片需要上百号人。
At that time, Motorola needed more than 100 people to develop chips of the same level.
没日没夜干三年。
3 years of working day and night.
但陈进是谁啊？
But who is Chen Jing?
作为一个顶级老六。
As a top-tier player.
他不讲武德。
He doesn't play by the rules.
直接开启了物理外挂。
Directly activated the physical cheat.
他先是花钱找美国的前同事。
He first spent money to find a former colleague in the United States.
偷偷搞到了摩托罗拉一款芯片的源代码。
I secretly obtained the source code of a Motorola chip.
打算照猫画虎，可代码是偷来了。
If you plan to copy and paste, you're essentially stealing code.
想让芯片跑起来。
To make the chip run,
还得有调试接口和核心授权。
Still need debugging interface and core authorization.
所以团队忙活了半天。
So the team worked hard for half a day.
造出来的东西。
The things that are made.
只能看不能用，眼瞅着交货拿补贴的日子越来越近。
The days are getting closer when I can only see the subsidy, but not actually receive it.
陈老六急中生智
Chen Lao Liu in a desperate situation
想出了一个绝招
I have come up with a brilliant idea
2002年10月
October 2002
他让在美国的亲弟弟买了一批摩托罗拉菲斯卡尔的商用芯片寄回国陈进居然找来了一家给实验室搞室内装修的上海汉基建筑装饰工程有限公司装修老板派出一个手艺精湛的民工大爷
He arranged for his son in the United States to purchase a batch of Motorola Fiscale commercial chips. In fact, Chen Jing found a Shanghai welding and construction decoration engineering company and interior decoration company for laboratories and hired a skilled worker to decorate the laboratory.
拿砂纸一顿狂搓，半天。
Rub with sandpaper for half a day.
功夫硬是把芯片表面的摩托罗拉字样和标志磨得一干二净。
Kung Fu actually managed to grind the Motorola words and logo on the surface of the chip to nothing.
接着
Then,
陈进又找人在光滑的芯片上重新印上了汉芯一号四个大字和交大的标志。
Chen Jing found someone to reprint the four words Motor One and the larger logo on the smooth chip again.
2003年2月26日
February 26, 2003，
上海的一场发布会
Press conference in Shanghai
轰轰烈烈地召开了，汉芯一号横空出世
The magnificent launch of Hanxin Note 1。
陈进在台上侃侃而谈
Chen Jing was talking on stage
号称这枚芯片采用先进工艺
Claiming that this chip uses advanced manufacturing process.
集成了250万个元器件。
Integrated 2.5 million components.
每秒能算两亿次。
It can calculate 200 million times per second.
在场的多位国内顶尖院士和专家一字排开。
The many top domestic academicians and experts present were lined up in a row.
纷纷给出最高评价
All gave the highest praise
认定它是国内首创
Recognize that it is the first of its kind in China
达到国际先进水平
To reach an international advanced level
全场沸腾了
The whole stadium was buzzing with excitement
媒体铺天盖地报道国人激动得热泪盈眶
The media reported extensively on the Chinese people's excited and emotional reactions.
美国人研发几年流片十几次的东西。
Americans developed something that takes years and dozens of times to be released.
中国团队几个人16个月就搞定了。
A Chinese team of several people completed in 6 months.
这中国速度简直要上天。
This Chinese speed is simply amazing.
天，其实啊，在那个全民都渴望打破国外技术封锁的年代。
Actually, in that era when everyone longed to break the foreign technological blockade.
大家太需要一场胜利了。
Everyone needs a victory.
这种迫切的渴望恰恰成了陈进最好的保护色。发布会宣传材料里
This urgent desire became the best promotional material for Chen Jing's protection launch.
原本画的是208针脚的大芯片。
Originally, I drew a 208-pin chip.
但陈进实际拿出的假货是144针脚的小芯片。
However, the fake goods that Chen Jing actually presented were 144-pin chips.
这么明显的漏洞。
Such an obvious loophole.
居然没一个人去深究拆穿。
Why didn't anyone bother to investigate and expose the truth?
在接下来的三年里
In the following 3 years,
陈进仿佛掌握了财富密码。
Chen Jin seemed to have mastered the wealth code.
汉芯二号
Hanxin Roman 2
三号
Third
四号相继推出。
Released successively on the 4th.
其实全都是买来别人家的芯片，改头换面。
Actually, they are all just modifying the chips from other companies.
或者拿别人委托定制的软盒来充数。
Or use pre-made boxes that others have commissioned.
连独立应用都实现不了。
Even independent applications cannot be implemented.
他就靠着这一招。
He relied on this trick.
先疯狂申报了40多个科研项目。
First, I frantically submitted 40 more research projects.
累计骗走了高达11个亿的巨额科研经费。
Accumulated to a staggering amount of 10 billion yuan in research funding.
可假的终究真不了，牛皮吹得再大。
Eventually, lies cannot be sustained, no matter how much one exaggerates or boasts.
这汉芯就是不能量产。
This core is not suitable for mass production.
在市面上连个影子都看不见。
There isn't even a trace of it on the market.
终于在2006年1月17日。
Finally, on January 17, 2006,
清华大学水木论坛上出现了一篇名为《汉芯黑幕》的匿名爆炸性帖子。
An anonymous and explosive post titled The Black Side of High Silicon appeared on the Tsinghua University's Waterwood Forum.
发帖人不仅抖出了买芯片磨标志的全部细节。
The poster not only revealed the entire process of buying chips to create logos,
还直指陈进造假。
He also pointed out that Chen was fabricating evidence.
网友们瞬间炸了锅。
Netizens were immediately stunned.
热心媒体和民间打假人纷纷下场跟进。
Media and grassroots fact checkers are actively involved.
大家顺藤摸瓜一查才发现
Everyone traced the clues and found that
陈进让装修公司打磨芯片的破事
Chen Jing hired a construction company to deal with the chip-related issues
是竟然就大刺刺地挂在人家官网上
It's just prominently displayed on their website
吃瓜群众的眼睛是雪亮的
The onlookers have sharp eyes
陈进慌了神
Chen Jing panicked.
第一反应还是死鸭子嘴硬，发辟谣声明说
The first reaction was to issue a rebuttal statement saying that the rumors were false.
要追究造谣者的法律责任
To hold the perpetrators of the rumor accountable legally.
但他亦不愿公开技术文档
But she was unwilling to disclose technical documents.
证明自己
Prove yourself.
Two, 不敢当面对质。
I dare not confront him directly.
没过多久就直接人间蒸发了。
He disappeared without a trace.
到了2006年5月12日。
On May 12, 2006.
官方调查组终于给出了实锤结论。
The official investigative team finally reached a conclusive verdict.
汉芯系列造假事件属实。
The Hanxin series of fake products are true.
陈进的微电子学院院长职务被撤销。
The quiet position of the dean of the School of Microelectronics was revoked.
长江学者称号被剥夺，所有荣誉灰飞烟灭，播出的经费被悉数追回。
The title of Yangtze scholar was revoked. All honors were lost, and all funding was recovered.
但因为当时相关法律还不完善。
However, due to the fact that the relevant laws were not yet complete at that time,
陈进居然没有受到任何刑事处罚。
Chen Jing actually did not receive any criminal punishment.
他没坐一天牢，带着早就转移到美国空壳公司的巨款，脚底抹油。
He didn't spend a day in prison, and instead fled to the United States with the vast sums of money he had stolen from a shell company.
跑回了美国
Returned to the United States
至今
So far
逍遥法外一颗用砂纸磨出来的假芯片磨破的不仅是国家十几亿的真金白银
He used sandpaper to create a fake chip which is a trick that can cause a loss of over 10 billion yuan for a country
更是整个社会的信任底线
This is also the bottom line of trust for the entire society
汉芯丑闻爆发后
After the hand chip scandal broke out,
国内芯片行业迎来了至暗
The domestic chip industry has ushered in a breakthrough.
时刻
At the moment,
相关项目的审批变得异常谨慎
The approval of related projects has become extremely cautious.
大批真正搞科研的经费被彻底冻结
A large amount of funding for genuine scientific research has been completely frozen.
这场骗局最大的受害者
The biggest victim of this scam
其实是那些兢兢业业真正做研发的中国芯片人
Actually, it's those diligent and truly engaged Chinese chip people.
比如
For example,
当时正在艰难起步的中芯国际就在中芯国际融资前夕
At the time when TSMC was struggling to get started,
台积电以技术侵权为由
TSMC, citing technology infringement,
我在美国起诉他们
To them in the US,
本来大家可以用实力说话
Originally, everyone could speak through their abilities,
但当时所有人一听你是中国大陆搞芯片的第一反应
But when everyone heard that you were the first person from mainland China to develop chips,
就是你不会又是一个骗补贴的骗子吧？
Are you another scammer trying to get a subsidy?
这种信任的全面崩塌，
His complete collapse of trust
让真正干实事的人举步维艰。
Make it difficult for those who are truly capable and hardworking to succeed.
一粒老鼠屎毁了一大锅粥。
A single mouse dropping ruined a whole pot of porridge.
沉浸的贪婪与狂妄
immersed in greed and arrogance,
让中国芯片的发展生生停滞了十几年时间。
Let China's development of chips stagnate for 10 years.